Deer Tick is a Providence, Rhode Island act that began as a solo project for its leader, John McCauley. Now he's gathered three more musicians to form a Deer Tick quartet. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Deer Tick's music remains focused on its founder's obsessions.
Life is beautiful.
Deer Tick is an interesting work in progress. The lead singer who formed the band, John McCauley, is in his early 20s. He's precocious. He released his first album a couple of years ago. It was called War Elephant, and he played every instrument himself. Now he's put together a real Deer Tick band to flesh out his sketches of loneliness and fond self-regard.
Elbows on the windowsill, my head against the pane. Seen so many grow and die, but you forget most of their names. The fire that I wrote in the great big sky, and hope it never come down. Unless you're coming with it, it's better with you around.
John McCauley sings in a constipated croon, as though it pains him to try and make his voice actually hit the notes of the melodies he writes. It's a voice that carries its own inherent form of resentment, which is why the best songs on this new album, Born on Flag Day, frequently sound both angry and weary. It's an effort to find the right way to express his alienation.
How can a man feel anything when all he's ever got was sympathy? Take both your hands and put them round my neck. You're a fool for wanting everything.
There are strong elements of folk and country music in Deer Tick's music, but the attitude is classic rock and roll bratty. McCauley frequently goes on about how he feels best when he's in the most miserable part of town. He's at his best when he keeps his lyrics conversational, and at his weakest when he's straining for a hard-boiled image. When he describes, quote, a curse like a knife, it's a phrase that could have come from 1,000 other songs or 1,000 detective novels. Yet despite and because of all this, McCauley's country folk has a stubborn orneriness that keeps you listening.
Well, I'll walk away to the moon tonight and cut through the air with a curse like a knife. And it can float around and I can do what I like. There's a no good place in town, but I feel all right, all right.
Deer Tick can actually be pretty charming and endearing, especially when the band tries to approximate the half-century-old rock, country, and rockabilly that McCauley clearly loves and rips off with as much brazen gusto as he can muster.
Yeah.
I suspect that if John McCauley really wants to make a go of this deer tick thing, he'll have to come up with a subject other than his own discontent. The music is already there and solid, a frequently fierce melding of the Hank Williams-era country music he loves unironically. Even better is his own original take on how folk rock should sound in these hard times. If he takes more firm control over his wayward talent for narrative, I'll bet the next Deer Tick album will shake off the doldrums and take off like a rocket.
Ken Tucker reviewed the new album by Deer Tick, which is called Born on Flag Day.